What Gavin? What? Have a look. Put all these back. What? Ted Allen. That in there as well. Plastic band around there. Open it out. We'll go outside and see Daddy. You're finding you're getting along a bit quicker now, you're getting into it.
Boom.
We better speak so we can get all the round and apologise for upsetting people. No, we just leave.
No.
Hey, is, it's okay, this guy being funny like that, but I think we've got every right to be. I mean, if we hadn't actually been starting the work, heaven knows how long it would have been before we'd actually got the invoices paid. Nigel must have got his money through her. So he was there on the train yesterday, was he, with... I think I heard you say it, so we're stealing in.
No, they haven't put it through.
They haven't?
No, it's, that's what, Bruce had a meeting with, the chairman for this morning.
Oh, Andrew's actually having a meeting with him, is he? Sorry, is that me?
Yeah, he's going down to, we'll go down to Miller Hill today.
Do you think he's going to go even... more berserk when Andrew tells him he paid for two nights accommodation. Harrington's one.
Yeah.
All gone.
I'll say. Daddy. What?
Yeah.
It's crisps. Becky Boo. Nice crisps, Rebecca. What? Grandad's drawings. The Grandad's drawings.
Well.
You're a rogue, aren't you? I'm not a rogue. Where's Mummy? Where's Mummy? Where's Mummy gone to work? Mummy gone to work. Do you want to drink a juice? Some juice? No, look for some juice in your camera.
I'm having some juice.
What are you doing? Are you banging on there? Are you banging?
What?
What? Piece of the paper. Yeah. Oh, tar. Where's mummy? Where's your mum? Where's your little head? Where's your little head? A lump.
Nah.
You got a lump on your head. Hey, you got a lump on your head. Oh. You're a rogue. Going in Friday.
No, I'm going today.
Monday. You're going today?
I'm going today, yeah.
Oh, right.
Come give her a ring, could you, and ask her if you can have one ready for us?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just explain what it is.
Yeah.
Because all I'll get up to Jimmy's as well. Crap, I'm a bit of getting office. See?
Yeah. Right, I'll give it a go.
You got some crisps?
Oh, don't. kick, Rebecca. Anybody got any idea of the number? Telephone number, Carver.
736.
No, that's Tracy.
It's double
summit.
Is it
funny? Yeah, I'll have to look it up, yeah. Mind your head. What? Mind your head. Morning, John. How are you?
Not so bad, you, love.
How's the hand?
It's still a bit stiff. It's back to work Monday.
Yuck. Yeah.
Have you spotted a little steam cleaner?
No, I was only talking to her yesterday. I thought you'd come in and asked her.
No, I'm saying hello.
Because that morning I said she's in there and we thought you'd been in. So when I saw yesterday, I said, did John come in and ask you? She said no. I said, oh, well, he wants to borrow it.
I'm ready
so.
For getting rid of it now,
isn't it? Are you?
Yeah.
Right, okay then. Oops, steady, darling. You put that there. What, darling? Come on, then. Engaged yet, Jeff? Okay, try in a minute. I'm just saying numbers engaged yet.
Hiya, Smiler. How are you doing? Hey, what are you doing, Smiler?
We picked up Mark last night on the way home. Mark? Yeah, the young apprentice from the hotel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, coming back through again.
Oh.
Alan was whining him for a treat.
Was he? Actually, we'd had Clive in yesterday, aren't we? And he was saying to Neil, Clive.
Yeah.
And he was saying to Neil that they don't know if they're going to keep him on or not. And it's a shame because he's a grafter, you know.
Yeah, he is. The only thing is he needs education. You know, he hasn't been.
He's not been taught, he's just been left to it.
Never been.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Being brought
up? Yeah. What are you doing? Is that last one?
Come on, let's go around and see Grandad. See how he's doing. Go see Grandad. See Grandad, what the Grandad's doing. Let's look. Let's look down here. Oops, steady. What's he doing?
What have you got there?
You want to give him a crisp? Your back rolling.
Yeah, I go all the time this region.
Hello.
Big girl. Yeah. What's that look? Oh yeah. Every day. Just go see if he wants another drink. All over your face, don't you? Angela, it's Annette. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, how are you? Happy New Year to you. How's your dad? Good. Oh, good. I've seen him wandering about, so, you know, I guess he was feeling better. Yeah. Oh, great, that's smashing. Reason why I rung, on Jeff's P45, you got tax week number 43. And... yeah, and I think for that tax week number should have been 41 for the date, the 14th of the 1st. Yeah, I have actually rung the tax people to see if I was wrong, and they said no, I was right. It should have been tax week 41. I don't know. Is that okay just to do that? Do you think or? Yeah, I mean, they've actually said not to worry about it, it'll work its way out. But of course, come last week, and I thought it was coming to see you on Monday to get it sorted, and it didn't. So he's just asked me to ring now. So of course, he had to pay a big lump of tax last week. He had to pay like £64. Good grief. Yeah, you're a week ahead. Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Mum. Mum.
Yeah, possibly.
Mum.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I can just alter that on his P45 and can I? Rebecca, are you still there, Angela? Angela? Yeah, it's Rebecca. She pressed me fax. Just stop it. Oh, honestly, she's into everything. Right, okay, love. So I'll just do that. All right, Angela.
See ya.
Bye. What?
there's Yanks in there. Go past that, and there's one or two newish buildings, and then you come up to a spot you drive in, and you go up over the concrete. That's Norblast.
Yeah.
Well, as you're facing you, it's Sign and Print Shop, or Print Shop. Mm. It's a sign writing shop, but it's actually Norblast is on your left. It's got a big glass, like an office there, that they don't use. You either go through that door or put a sliding door to.
I'll make you check out for this minute. Angela just said to just alter it on the P45, but
she's got to do a dupe picker.
And, well, that's what I thought, but she says, can I not just alter it and leave it in there?
What, to different week?
Yeah. She said, I thought I was a week out, she said. Yeah. But you see, that won't be right for year end, will it? It won't tally with her.
Was she on her own? Didn't she sound like
it? She didn't sound like it, no. So, I don't know. I'll nip down and see Pat and ask Pat what she thinks I should do.
Which bracket? No, not yet.
Just the amount that's on this.
Yeah.
This bill. Come on in here. What? What?
Did you do it all the time for last week?
There was none, was there?
There was.
There wasn't.
For last Wednesday.
That was week before. We paid them last. That you've got written down there, we paid them that. It was last week they had a normal week, didn't they?
No, we went to Peterborough 2 or 3, didn't we?
That was week before.
They've had 2 weeks for all time, haven't they?
No, one.
Two.
Oh, well, nobody's complained.
There's been 2 weeks for all time. Because Richard and Alan had 7 hours last week when we went to Peterborough.
Oh,
it was the week before that we went to.
You'll have to put your dates on because I couldn't fathom out.
It was the week before that we went to.
Well, I don't know. If it's not written down, I don't know when they've had or what they've had. You'll have to write it down and put a date on it. And then when I know what I'm doing, I thought that they'd just had that.
No. I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Where are you going? You going over there?
Oh, watch her a minute. Lancaster and carriage and wagon.
Yeah,
you just hold the line. Neil, it's Michael.
Good morning, Michael. Great. Yes, no problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Here is port processing it Monday.
And it'll be in the poster. No doubt about it. And he said he's told him point blank that if there's any problems with invoices or anything, he has to deal with Andrew, he has to come back to me and deal with me direct.
So, he's realised how long you've been waiting?
Yeah. He said he's not on. He said, what? He said, getting the money. He said, we've got a lot of money in the American bank. And he said, and getting that back. He said, it's just a pain in the neck. It's a bloody nuisance. And it's not often Michael swears. And he said, it's a bloody nuisance. He said, but he said, it doesn't give us the excuse of not paying the invoices on time. And he said, I have boned him for it this morning. And he said, he will process it. And he said, the check will be in the post.
Well, he told you 24 hours, didn't he? 48 hours.
48 hours. Yeah, well, I told him that, yeah. And then he has a day off. He said, I couldn't get hold of him yesterday. He said, he's had a day off.
So he's telling us a load of bull.
Sen,
yeah.
So I said, well, I apologise for sending all that. So I said, it was the only way to get somebody's attention of what was going on. And he said, I do apologise. He said, but I'm mucking about. He said, we want to work with our subcontractors very, very closely and have a good relationship with them for ongoing work and stuff like that. And he said, I agree with what you say. It's not the principle of making everybody wait like that.
No. Well, that's fair enough. Do you think we've got
it? He's got that and he's bound to get his earache. He's going to get an earache this morning because Andrew's going to give him one, and if Nigel and Steve's in, they'll give him one because they're outstanding.
Yeah.
We need
what?
Some steel for them hanging brackets.
Yes, I know, but we're not won't fiddle about with them until we get well on to the other way, because if we do that now, we've got to take the welder up. You've only got to cut them off again because they're in the way for lifting bloody coaches, and that's what they've been cut off for.
Yeah, but the thing is, we can get the steel and make them up, but we don't have to put them on until later. Yeah.
Is there a stub left?
No, they've just about been cut flush. They've been cut with gas axe.
That's a good bolt them on.
No, they've just about been cut flush. Where welders.
Come on, Paul. Jeff? I've just spoken to Angela, and Angela said just alter the week numbers on your P45. But as I've just said to Neil, if I do that, that is going to throw it out for year end when I give you your green slip on Angela's side, not my side.
Yeah.
Well, she said, I thought I was wrong. She said because, but actually, she carried on from Pat Marshall.
The only thing you can do, have you got any P45s?
I have.
Yeah, we'll just write another one out with the correct numbers on it, and everything, and then send that.
And send that, yeah.
That'd be easy, instead of messing about.
It probably would, wouldn't it?
No problem.
Yeah.
If there's any handwriting on it, I'll
suppose you'd be. It's just ridiculous. I mean, she wants the right lot of help. Really,
it's because her hand's tied behind her back.
Yeah.
I know what's happening down there, I tell you. I've got to go down and see him anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can do that anyway, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
write a new one out with all your proper
numbers
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We'll get on with this time. Time's
up. Give me a chance.
Tip to me into a new bag, Robbie.
Oh. Where you? It won't be so bad if she's sitting there. I don't know whether to take her home or.
I want me. If you're going back for dinner, I want my camera and my film.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to there's a black film somewhere kicking about in the new one in the box. And I want my camera to take photographs of this when we get it outside.
Okay. So you feel happier now? You spoke to him this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, for him to ring you back and speak to you, he's been concerned about it as well.
Yeah.
He's probably walked in and seen that and thought, I'm not having this, and when he sat down and thought about it, like we've done.
Yeah.
It's I wonder if he's if he's got Andrew with him now.
No, he's in office.
It's just that I don't want